Book marketing is tough enough as it is. And, you know, if you have the discretionary expense, then yeah, you can go ahead and spend it on ads. But there are a lot of people that are really concerned. Right now, the state of the world as it is in 2020, the pandemic, COVID-19, has just absolutely turned everything topsy-turvy. And so a lot of people are starting to wonder, like, hey, do certain book marketing strategies work now and others don't? Well, I'm going to talk about that in today's episode. We're going to discuss book marketing 2020, get the unfair advantage over others. Stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is episode number 59 of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and I'm just absolutely tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day, spend a little bit of time with me to talk about one of my favorite things in self-publishing, and more importantly, one of the three things that I see that is a pain point for a lot of authors. And three pain points include keywords, getting book reviews, and then last but not least, what we're going to be talking about today, book marketing 2020, of course, is what we're going to really be focused on. But before we do jump into everything, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively sponsored by winningwriters.com. The 6th annual North Street Book Prize competition runs every year between February and the end of June. Self-published writers can enter their books in any of the 6 categories and have a chance to win from the pot of over $12,500 in prizes. Is it legit? Well, of course it is. I'm not going to share it with you if I don't think it's legit or I haven't done my due diligence. The North Street Book Prize has Book Baby as their co-sponsors. One of their co-sponsors, and Book Baby is legit. They're on the up and up. They're not going to be sponsoring something if they don't get behind it fully. And they also, being the North Street Book Prize competition, is also recommended by the Alliance of Independent Authors. That is pretty crazy because they fully vet a lot of these competitions. So for more information, visit our sponsored link at winningwriters.com/Dale. Again, that's winningwriters.com/Dale. The deadline to enter your book is June 30th. So make sure you get on top of that right away. So here we are in 2020. And man, this has been just a train wreck of a year. I mean, if it's one thing, it's the other. And right now, as we speak, we're in the midst of this pandemic of COVID-19 just absolutely wrecking the world. And it has turned everything upside down. I've seen some authors that were treading water. And then overnight, they just all of a sudden started getting thousands of dollars in sales in the course of a month. It's crazy. And then there's others that were pulling in tens of thousands of dollars prior to this pandemic. And now it's kind of down to nothing. And what's down is up and what's up is down. And a lot of people are very frustrated. And I understand. But here's a fact, actually. I was actually subscribed to Jane Friedman's Hot Sheet. Highly recommended, by the way, if you ever get the opportunity to go check it out. It's called The Hot Sheet. She does an email broadcast every week and gives you all of the, you know, up-to-date information in the world of self-publishing. And here is a fact. The NPD book scan actually just revealed recently that sales are actually up. Sales are up. And here's the funny thing is last year at this time compared to this year at this time, we've only seen about a 6% decrease in print book sales, which is pretty stellar considering usually it's way lower at this time of year. So it should actually be even lower than that based on our current situation. So this just goes to prove that people are buying books out there. So why are some people seeing some of the sales and others aren't? Well, we can go in depth about niches and what's trending right now. What are people wanting as they're in quarantine? What are they wanting to consume? Or we can focus on the fact that what we need to do is build a better book marketing strategy. We got to get with the times. Right now, the times really insist on you embracing technology and getting behind it. So a lot of what I'm going to be sharing today is going to probably get you out from behind your keyboard and in front of more people, but it's going to be in a virtual capacity. Because obviously, if you're stuck indoors, you're not going to be able to do any kind of, you know, book signings or any kind of conferences, things like that. So I'm going to give you 5 ways book marketing in 2020 and get that unfair advantage over other authors that aren't doing these things. The very first one, I'm just going to get this one out the way. This one's a gimme. You guys and gals already know me by now, and you know that I'm bullish when it comes to Amazon ads. Amazon advertising is a dead simple way and cost-effective way of getting your book in front of a warm audience. However, there are quite a few of you out there that are just struggling to kind of put it together. You've probably tried to throw $100 per day in ad spend and a dollar cost per click and seen no results. But the fact of the matter is, if you're not getting results, chances are likely you need to take a step back and analyze what you're doing with the Amazon advertising. It's a pay-to-play world, folks. And if you just want to just simply publish your book for the sake of the craft, then you can go ahead and do that. But if you're complaining that you're not getting enough sales, then you're going to probably have to start to invest in some type of marketing. And Amazon ads is probably one of the best ways to do it. And might I recommend, I always tell this to people, and I'm going to say it again, start low, go slow. If you don't know the ad platform, if you've not had success in the platform previously, then you need to probably be starting out about a cost per click of about 10 cents to about $1 to $10 per day of ad budget so you can learn the platform as you go, and then you can scale as you start to see the success. Keep in mind that if you're going really low, it is going to be slow. It's going to take 30, if not 60, if not 90 days to really see any kind of momentum or any kind of results that you can get back from it and start to tweak those things and scale it. All right, marketing, book marketing number 2 here, virtual summits and online conferences. Oh my, I think I've said this before, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it again that virtual summits and online conferences are now booming. I can't tell you how many online conferences I have turned down over the past month. Why? Well, I'm busy. And the next thing is, why are they coming to me? Well, there's more demand, more now than ever. People are wanting to do something with their time, something constructively. And I hear a few of you fiction authors out there going, but Dale, how can I do an online conference? Believe it or not, there are online conferences for your specific niche. Whether you're doing ABDL, or you're doing Werebear Shapeshifter, or you're doing any kind of science fiction, space opera, romance, whatever your itch is to scratch, there is something for it. And if you don't find it through a simple Google search, then do it. Put it together. You know the authors in your niche better than I do. I would recommend you reach out and say, hey, let's put together this thing and let's go ahead and share it with our readership. And then the rising tide raises all boats. So virtual summits, online conferences. And you're probably saying, Dale, how do I find these things? Google. I know it's not sexy and I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm being legit that I find sometimes the best opportunities by just simply Googling it up. So whatever your niche is, type that keyword in, put conference, put summit. Any type of things that you want to find, you can do it through a simple search or put an APB out over on Twitter, Facebook, Reddit. Doesn't matter, have somebody recommend something to you. That way, you can get yourself into one of these conferences. And rest assured, if you're willing to put in the time and willing to get more people to these particular online events, chances are very likely people want you to come and speak at their conference. All right, number 3, Facebook groups. Okay, I've gone bullish on this one, and for good reason. It is the easiest way to get organic traffic. I heard someone say on a live broadcast yesterday, and I'm not trying to shame this person, they said organic reach is dead on Facebook. Wrong. Dead wrong. Organic reach is impossible if you're using just your business page alone, but through Facebook groups, you're able to grow your presence And it's going to require a little bit of finesse. It's going to require some type of strategy. It's going to require some work and a long-term vision of what you want to do with the Facebook group. I've got an entire video series over on my YouTube channel, and I'll just spare you all the details of how you can be able to grow this. But Facebook groups are so easy to do, so easy to put together. It's a great spot to bring your readership over to, so everybody can kind of grow this sense of community. And as they grow that community, it's one of the easiest ways to market your book. You got a warm audience there. They're ready to go. They already know who you are. You dropped them into a group, and now you can go ahead and start marketing your book. Good friend of mine, Scott J. Marshall II, was able to launch not only his ebook, but his print book into bestseller status. And we're not just talking some random small categories that anybody can do, you know, just sell one copy and then you're number one there. No, we're talking he at the top of the charts in some highly competitive niches. So that was done through a Facebook group. At that time, he had a little over 18,000 members in the group. Now I think he's somewhere like 33,000. It's a ridiculous number at this point. So if he chooses to launch another book, I'm sure it's going to do stellar. Alrighty. Marketing number four. All right, so this is an easy one. You're probably going, oh, I know what he's going to say. And if you thought video, you thought correctly. Video is the way to go. Now, I'm going to recommend YouTube is a great go-to. Twitch is another excellent go-to, especially for creative authors out there. I see a lot more creative authors over on the Twitch platform now more than ever. Between Brenna Nailed It and Vlogonovel, there are so many options out there that you should definitely look into this and growing your following there. Now, let's take a step back. There's two ways we can attack video. One, do it yourself. So you can be something as simple as, you know, a friend of the channel, W.A. Blinko, Wayne actually has his own YouTube channel to where he shares some of his personal insights about his publishing journey. And this is a great way for him to connect with people that wouldn't otherwise find his books through a different medium. And they start to get to know, like, and trust him. You can look at another extreme of someone like, say, a Jenna Maresi, who has well over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Rest assured, when she goes to launch her book, that thing is going to sell like hotcakes. Hotcakes. Because she is in front of people. She's there. She's in the front of their mind. As opposed to, let's just publish this and just hope for the best. YouTube is a great way to do things. But let's not limit ourselves to just YouTube. YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, you name it. Any kind of platform. But let's just say you're like, Dale, I just don't have the time to put together a YouTube channel. I get it. Totally understand, especially if you're working on your next epic novel. Why do you want to be slowed down by putting together a YouTube channel? All right, get booked. Get booked. Reach out to people that are within your niche to interview you. I can't tell you how many emails I get on a daily basis of someone wanting to be interviewed on my channel. So you can imagine that, you know, and by the way, I don't mind it at all. Most times I politely decline or I just throw the email out. Either way, it doesn't hurt to go and ask some of these people, and especially if they have a history of interviewing people on their YouTube channels or through their Facebook groups. It's going to be up to you to do the outreach. So do your due diligence and find out who's doing video within your niche. All right, I got another point. It's going to be the fifth point as we start to wrap things up. I just want to bring to your attention that I've got a goal this year, in the year 2020, for all of the horse manure that we've been going through, I want to help you out. I want to help you, the author, and I want to do it in a massive way. So massively, I want to make an impact on each and every single one of your lives. And when I say each and every single one of you, I'm talking 100,000 people, between aspiring authors to veteran self-publishers. I want to help you out. How am I going to do that? By providing killer content over on YouTube. So if you can do me a huge favor, you're going to go over to dalelinks.com/YouTube. As soon as it goes into there, it's going to recommend you subscribe. Please hit the subscribe. Ring the bell notifications on so you don't miss a single one of the videos. I've got some great content that's rolling out and a lot of stuff that's kind of changing up a little bit because I want to give you more. I want to see you succeed in 2020, and I don't want to see anyone treading water. I want all of us to be successful. So we're on our way to 100K, and I want you to join me in that journey. Head over to dalelinks.com/YouTube. If you happen to be driving your car or you're working out, just go ahead and pull that car over, put that weight down, open up your browser on your phone or over on your desktop or laptop and type that in, dalelinks.com/YouTube, and subscribe right away. All right, tip number 5, here we go, podcasts. Ooh, you're like, Dale, why didn't you say video for last? Because I know authors by now. A lot of authors don't want to be in front of a camera. With the exception of my buddy Keith Wheeler or Mojo Seedlack, they love to be in front of the camera. They're okay with being in front of the camera. Actually, Mojo probably would say different, but she's in front of the camera. Either way, not everybody wants to do that. I completely get it. And especially if you're trying to maintain some anonymity about you, if you're running a pen name of some sort, that's why I save podcasts for last, because you remove that visual element. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, the podcast channel, you're probably like, oh, but this is a podcast. Just hear me out. The audio version of podcasts, not the visual version. So things that you can hear over on, say, Stitcher or Apple or iHeartRadio or Blueberry or any other different platforms that specialize in podcasts. So there's two different methodologies. I think you know where I'm going with this because I did the same exact thing when I covered video. The very first one is do it yourself. Doesn't need to be fancy, folks. Honestly, you can get a good Yeti microphone for under $100. And if you've got a computer, just plug it on in. You can get some free software. It's called Audacity, and it doesn't cost you a dime. I find it very reliable. There's a lot of great online resources that will show you how to do a podcast. Now, let's say you're kind of saying, Dale, I don't have the time to do that. Get booked. Get booked. There are probably more podcasts than there are YouTube channels that are looking for guests like you. Here's a little tip. So you can go beyond just the whole, let's go ahead and Google it up. I'm going to give you a free one here. Podcastguests.com. Now, they're not paying me to say this. I actually have subscribed to their free email newsletter. I used their premium service and I was rather underwhelmed by the results from it, because I got just the same amount of results using their free newsletter. And every Monday, they send out a broadcast showing you different podcasts. They're looking for guests, and you just apply to them. And I'd say on a regular basis, I at least get it, I would say 1 to 4 podcast bookings over the course of like 3 to 4 months. So, you know, typically about a podcast booking per month just from paying attention to their email newsletter. Not all of the podcasts are going to be made for you. You're not going to want to apply to some, you know, podcast about manicures and you're a werebear shapeshifter author. Doesn't make sense. But podcastguest.com, by the way, I don't have that inside the show notes. You're just going to have to remember that. So you happen to be driving again, pull over, write it down, put it into your browser, take a look at it later on. Hey, as we start to wrap things up, I just want to, you know, send my heart and my thoughts out to each and every single one of you that are really going through a rough year. 2020 has just absolutely just been punching us below the belt time and time and time again. And I just want to let you know that I got your back every step of the way. And if you could just do me a huge favor in return, make sure you subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform, and do me a huge, even bigger favor. Just leave a little review. An honest review would be awesome if you could. In the meantime, to between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week. Stay safe, stay healthy out there, folks.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.